Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It with the James Valley Off-Roaders, we have Tara Kapp. And Tara, welcome to our show.
Well, hello, Warren.
Hey, thank you for switching out hats and joining us again today. And I'm excited to share more details about this event. It's constantly promoted. When you go to like street fairs and everything, you see this big truck. Mm-hmm. You see the Cruz Schumacher Memorial. This is a big deal for a lot of people who knew Cruz. And
absolutely.
It's coming up again this Sunday, June 27th. And I guess, do we start with what the James Valley Off-Roaders do, what you guys do?
You bet.
And we'll start there.
The off-roaders have been around actually for, we're going on probably 30 plus years. Started many moons ago by a group of individuals just like to have fun, you know, go out to their back 40 and mess around in the mud. You know, we're from North Dakota. We're kind of rednecks around here, and we like to find ways to have fun with our 4x4s. And it eventually turned into actual drag racing. So I've been involved with the club since 1997. And when I was with the club back then, we used to do single pit drags in the mud. And we have been able to evolve with the land that we now currently have to where we can side-by-side drag race. We actually used to do snow drags and dirt drags until everyone just said, you know, it's more fun to just play in the mud. So let's just play in the mud.
Yeah.
So the James Valley Off-Roaders have land out near the Stetson County Fairgrounds. We're in the southwest corner. If you know where the motocross track is, we're directly south of them. And we have been out there 20 plus years now, and we really encourage people to come out and just have a good time. It really is a family friendly event.
Yeah.
The kids love the trucks. Everyone loves the trucks. And you see everything from a stock truck that they just pulled out of Grandpa's back 40 that they drove in to nitrous injected, just 1,000 horsepower motors. And so you really see a wide gamut of different types of four wheel drives. And that's what we're doing is drag racing in a 200 foot pit of mud side by side. It's considered heads up racing, meaning whoever gets to the end first wins. We have a number of different classes, and the trucks are classified by what modifications they can have. So we start with the stock class, which basically is, you know, not much is allowed. Okay. There's a few minor modifications you can do, but really they're as stock as you can be. We have what's called a street stock class, which is kind of a step up from the stock class. And actually that was created about 10 or so years ago. And it has to do with vacuum in a motor. Now, if you don't know what that is, ask a mechanic. It's not a Hoover vacuum.
Right.
But ask a mechanic. I'm not even going to attempt to get into that. And then we have what's called a mod stock class. And we have a modified class. And we also have an open class. So the higher the classes, the more modifications, the faster, the noisier. Rah, 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 right?
Right.
We also have classes for powder puff, meaning gals. Now, you can race in any class you want. But the powder puff classes were created because most of the guys were racing. And then the gals didn't have a truck. So, okay, guys, you race and then give the gals a truck. And they race in their powder puff classes too. So anyone who wants to race, please do. You know, you do have to have a helmet. Safety precautions are taken. But if you have never been there before, we encourage you to come out. It's so much fun. Sun, family, friends. Of course, this is the ultimate social distancing. It's outside. You know, we have plenty of parking. You can sit in the back of your truck, sit in your vehicle. We actually have an FM transmitter. So if you're sitting there, you can listen to who's winning, who's doing what. And let's get to the point as to what's going on with the Cruz Schumacher Memorial Race. So the Schumacher family, actually Sean Schumacher and his wife, Kathy, were a couple of the founding fathers of this club. And Cruz grew up literally from diapers on up. He grew up at this track. This was his passion along with the rest of us. And sadly, you know, I've known Cruz since he was 5 years old. He was, he was our family. And we lost him in a car accident 2 years ago in January. And, you know, there was no better way for us to memorialize our love of Cruz, us missing Cruz and the sadness of losing him than to say, this race is for you, bud, because he literally lived and breathed and loved this sport. And it's a family sport in that not only do the people who come out are rooting for the people, you know, obviously racing, but the racing individuals, our racers, men, women, their kids, we're a family too.
For sure.
And, you know, a lot of us just kind of follow all the races around. It's just like any other racing. You know, you go to the speedway or you go to a demo derby or you go to the drag races or you go to the motocross. It's a family.
Yeah.
And losing Cruz was huge. And it still is. You know, anyone who's ever lost anyone close to you, you know how it works.
It's a family. You just said it. It's right there.
So, you know, it's just important to us that we just continue to remember him. You can't forget Cruz. If you ever knew him, you just can't forget him. He was very near and dear to all of us. And so, we're memorializing him and we're certainly keeping his memory alive. And we're here to just let's do it, man.
Beautiful. We want to see as many people out there as possible. Like Tara said, open to the public. Come and see what it's all about. If you've never been there before, it's a whole blast. It's a very family-friendly atmosphere.
Yep.
Everybody's just out there to have fun and a great way to remember somebody who's been highly involved in that as well. Mm-hmm. Tara Kapp again joining us here on Let's Talk About It with the James Valley Off-Roaders. So let's go over this. Sunday is the day.
Yep.
It's happening. Cost to go. Where do they go? What do they need to do?
Okay. So if you plan on racing, we'd love to see you. If you go to Facebook, you can find the James Valley Off-Roaders. They also have a website. I believe it's JVORND.com. So if you're looking for the rules and if you're looking for how you can, what classification you might be in, that's where you're going to find that information. But really, if you got a four-wheel drive, a truck, and you want to test it out, this is the best place to do it. Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Every class, it's $20 a class to register. Okay. There's payouts in every classes except for the street stock. That is a trophy only class. Okay. And so the more the trucks in the class, the more the payout is. It's paid out to third place. As far as getting in the gate, it is $7 for adults, 12 and under are free. Now keep in mind, folks, when you get there, the races start at 1 o'clock. Racers, we ask that you get there and teched in by 11:30 at the latest. Right. Okay. But for a family, 9 times out of 10, this race will easily go till 5-6 o'clock. It starts at 1. So you've got 4, 5, sometimes 6 hours of racing that you paid a whopping $7 for. Okay. Yeah. There's concessions available on site. If you want to bring a tent that you can set up in front of your car or whatever, you can do that. You can bring your lawn chairs and hang out. Don't forget your sunblock. You know, go ahead and bring your snacks and your cooler if you'd like. But again, concessions are on site. And so everything is there for you. So the fun, the kids can watch, you know, it's, I tell you what, it's a good, good time. And for anyone who's ever come out before, you know, it's just a laid back, fun event. You get to see all sorts of racing and trucks and it's loud and it's just fantastic. And the kids love it. I love watching the little ones when they see these big trucks and, you know, the trucks are loud and like, oh, look at the monster trucks. That's
what it's all about.
Which, you know, when the racers hear that people think their trucks are monster trucks, then whoo.
Then they've won already. They don't need to, I mean, forget about the prizes, forget about the trophies, right?
All right. It's all about that.
And I love that so much. So again, it's coming up this Sunday, Terry. Like you said, 1 o'clock it kicks off. If you're going to be in it, about 11:30, the latest that you'll be able to check in.
Yep.
One more time, if people do have questions, Terry, you want to give that website and where they can go on Facebook to get more.
JVORND.com or, you know, just hit them up on Facebook. James Valley Off-Roaders. You can certainly message them there. If you have any questions, go right ahead. If you have never raced before, I would recommend getting out there a little bit early. We start checking in right around that 9 o'clock area as soon as trucks start rolling in. Awesome. That way, you know, if you have to change something or whatever, you don't have to rush. But the rules are online. You can take a look at that. We just really encourage everyone to be there. And obviously, we want to be outside. Weather sounds like it's going to be nice. Again, don't forget the sunblock. Kind of a stickler for that.
You'll get burned up out there. Yeah. Or you can just rub some mud on your skin. That'll block it off a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. Just go dive in the mud. Absolutely. So we just encourage everyone to stop out. And certainly we want to remember Cruz. And so it's kind of a bittersweet event for us now. But it's, again, super important. And, you know, it's really fun, too, because you know as well as I do, Warren, around here, you know, you have your dedicated Ford and Dodge and, you know, all those guys.
Yeah.
So it is kind of fun to see that rivalry out there. And we have had some very creative rigs that have come out. So it's really, from my perspective, now I've grown up with mechanics, you know.
You've been around it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So, you know, well over half my life, I've been surrounded by all these guys and gals, right? Yeah. So I get it. But what's fascinating to me is the ingenuity behind all of this. And so even if you are not mechanically inclined, I hope that you recognize how incredible these guys and gals are when you're building a motor or when you're putting in a lift or you're putting in tires. Okay, if you've ever seen any sport, there's a specific setup that works. And so to see what these guys and gals can do with these trucks. Now, think about it. I'm a racer myself. I retired a couple of years ago, but I've raced for 18 plus years. Okay, I've been in the pit. No, it's awesome. Been in the pit. I've been there. It's so much fun. But what's fascinating is some of these trucks, it's a 200-foot pit.
Yeah.
That's not incredibly long by any stretch of the imagination. Okay. Some of these guys and gals are easily coming out of that pit 75, 80 miles an hour. Okay. It's mud. Okay.
In mud.
So you start from a dead stop. Okay. You boom, go heads up racing. And my, oh my, we see 2 to 3 second passes. I mean, that's how. Oh, it's awesome.
That's amazing.
And we actually have an electronic timing system. So there's no way the human eye can decipher who did and did not win those races. Sometimes they come down to a thousandth of a second. I'm not joking. And so it's really even just a little bit of a rush for people watching because they're like, oh my gosh, who was it? Yeah. And then you on the side, you kind of have little people going, all right, I'm betting on the blue truck or I'm going to go with that one, you know? And it's just, come on, it's a lot of fun. So we hope that you'll be out. If you got nothing else to do on Sunday, now you got something to do.
Yeah, there you go. Live up to the unofficial motorsports capital of North Dakota,
yes,
right?
That's what it's all about.
All right, so get out there Sunday again to the JVOR Crew Schumacher Memorial. Thanks so much, Tara, for joining
us. You got it.